Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org. We've been having a good time talking about Talk of the Town and also talking about what's going on, you know, not just what's going on in our lives and how we've adapted to this pandemic crisis, but, you know, we talked a lot about transportation, the programs and the fitness classes and all the things that the town's been doing for seniors to kind of continue offering them the services in a way that they can, you know, utilize them. So I think that's really good. And we appreciate that. But back to us.
Puzzles.
Yes, Otto, what is your puzzle?
Well, as a kid, I grew up in an era pre-television. And my mother used to like to do puzzles. So as a kid, we did puzzles a lot of times, which was good. Sit around, do a puzzle. And I just started, my family, the kids, like in your age bracket, most of them, like to do puzzles when we go on vacation. We rent a house with a whole bunch of people. So anyhow, I decided I'm going to do a puzzle during this thing, which for me is I'm one that always has something going on. And a puzzle is like a diversion from doing nothing, all right, or doing something. So anyhow, I get a puzzle, 1,000-piece puzzle. Don't ask me why. For one person doing a puzzle, 1,000 pieces. So I open the box and I start with this puzzle. And I'm looking and I'm looking and I get like 6 end pieces finally together out of the 1,000. And I look and I realize that this puzzle probably was like in the $2 category because every piece was the same. It all had 2 little sticks sticking up and 2 holes like this. So there was no shape differential between all these puzzles. And then there were like 800 of them that were white. And I'm saying,
oh gosh,
forget this puzzle. And I threw the puzzle out. I wouldn't even bring it with my family. I said, forget this. This puzzle is off the books. It's out of here. So I go online and I buy a puzzle. I pay $40 for a puzzle because you couldn't get puzzles. They were out of stock, the whole bit. So I get this puzzle and it turns out to be a really nice puzzle. It's 500 pieces and I'm almost finished. Now Bunny's getting mad at me because she says you spend too much time on the puzzle, you know. But long story short, I'm almost finished with the puzzle. I'm only down to like, I don't know, 30 pieces or whatever.
Wow.
But the point is it's a nice diversion. And it,
what's the picture of your puzzle?
What's the picture? It's a mountain thing, you know, some snow, a little of this, a little of that. A typical.
Are you going to frame your puzzle?
I'm not going to frame it because I have a cousin who lives nearby. I'm going to let her take the puzzle and do the puzzle. She has a puzzle.
That's what Ev's been doing with my brother and his wife.
She's given me a puzzle. And then I'm telling my cousin she has to give it back because in July, theoretically, and it looks like it's going to happen, we have a house rented with the family.
Good. I hope it happens.
20 people, which is a story by itself, by the way. But anyhow, not the 20 people, but the fact that the houses right now during this COVID thing, we almost were in hot water with Airbnb because, you know, but it looks like we're going to be able to go at the end of July. It's almost 2 months off. Anyhow, puzzles are a nice diversion if you can get one. They're very difficult to get right now because a lot of people decided doing a puzzle, it's a good thing.
Well, I like your system though, and that's maybe something people should do is this like kind of traveling puzzles.
Yeah,
you know,
well, it's like books. You can trade the books and you can trade puzzles. And actually, it's a kind of an excuse to socialize in the driveway for a couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. It's like a whole procedure. You know, you turn the puzzles over, you turn the books over, and it's like a whole big social event. You know, that'll be the highlight of the day sometimes.
Yeah, well, listen, it's the little things, whatever we can do to make the days
But let's go back to Beck's.
Yes, Beck, your hobby.
All right. Well, so when I was a little girl, when I was young and not even in double digits, I used to, you know, I think we've all done, girls done something called latch hook, where you get a screen, and on the screen is a picture, like it would be like of a dog or like a smiley face, and it's color coded. So you get yarn, and the yarn is, you know what color yarn to put in on the screen because it's the same color on the screen. So it's like color coded. The screen's color coded. So I like have no real hobbies other than like, you know, music. I'm go see live music constantly. I do yoga. I go to the gym. I'm walking. I don't have, you know, I used to be a big reader, but I'm not these days really doing. Sometimes I just have to, I go through periods where I'm reading a lot and I'm not. So I'm like racking my brain, like, what am I going to do besides binge watching every single show out there? So I looked to see if there was any kind of adult latch hook kind of thing I could do. I don't know, whatever that would be. So I put an adult latch hook and this beautiful cornucopia fruits, autumn fruits and vegetables in that, you know, basket comes up, and it looks, you know, like, oh, okay, you know, that's great. I could do that. So I get it. It was $60. I get it. And I'm like, you know, there's something wrong with this thing because they didn't put the picture on the screen. I'm like, wait a minute, how am I supposed to do this? And then I look at the grid, and basically there's no picture. They have the screen, the grid has boxes, and each box has 100 holes that you hook into, and you have to follow the kind of map, the grid that's colorized, and there are 17 different yarn colors. So this cute little project that I thought I'd just be, you know, through a yellow is turned into, I started at the beginning of April. And I do like a couple of boxes when I, you know, when I sit down and do it. So I've been posting on my, you know, how far I'm going on Facebook. So, and people are commenting, they're like, where is that thing? We want to know. So I'm one row away. You guys can't, I mean, obviously everybody's listening can't see it, but here it is. It's huge.
Oh my God, Beck, it's wow. So beautiful.
And, it's huge, and I'm still not done. I have one row left, so just nice. One row up, and then I'll be done.
Well, it looks wow. Awesome. What a great project. And
it's like, I think it was 10,000 pieces of little oof. Yarn in there. So it's good. It's, you know, sometimes I'll sit down and do one box, and sometimes I have, like the other night I did about 4 boxes in a row. So that's 400 pieces, because each box is about 100 pieces of yarn. And I look at it, I'm like, something's not right. And I realized that I did box 4 and 5 exactly the same. So like, sometimes you just get, you're like, it's, you can't keep up with the colors. And, you know, I should never do more than 3 boxes in a row. So I had to pull out all the knots. And
so it's, well, I think that's kind of like a super sophisticated paint by the numbers.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. It's exactly what it is. It's
well, you're gonna have a very beautiful.
Yeah, color. It really is turning out to be, you know,
cool.
Quite the project. Quite. Well, I mean, maybe by the time I'm done, we'll be back at the office. I don't
now,
know.
What, yeah, I mean, I like that it's for all fall. So, like, hopefully, we'll be like somewhat in the clear. And
what are
autumn.
You gonna do with it when it's finished?
Well, the funny thing was, I didn't know in the beginning. I was thinking it was so. I was just, it's in shock that this is what this thing was. And I'm like, there's no way I'm going to get it done because it's so complicated. So I said, if I ever get it done, I was going to auction it and just give it whatever money, give it to a, you know, healthcare organization or a first responder kind of a thing.
And now you're attached to it?
Huh?
I said, but now you're like attached to it. You just want to keep.
You know, I'm not. I mean, I'd be honored to do that. It would be lovely. But, you know, I don't know anybody, you know, look, I don't know. I wouldn't want to pressure anybody to actually have to do it. So I don't know.
Well, so Beth, maybe you could teach virtual, you know, lash cooking classes for PI.
But like the untalented, like if you can't draw, if you can't do anything like this,
like for
this
beginners.
Is the perfect thing.
I like it. There's something for everyone. And it's right. Good to have a little outlet.
Yeah.
But that was beautiful, Beck. It's even prettier like in person. So I'm
Thank
glad you got
you.
To show that.
Yeah.
Well, right. So I hope everyone, the goal is you could find some kind of hobby, even if you weren't super into it before this. It's always a good reason. I just feel like I keep organizing things like nonstop. You know, I'm always kind of doing crafty random projects. So that's just part of my daily life in general. But yeah. Today, which is exciting, is my brother's birthday.
Oh, happy 26. Birthday.
So
wow.
Anyone that knows me knows what's very difficult about this whole quarantine thing is like the lack of large celebrations that were supposed to happen.
Yes.
But it didn't stop me or get me down because today, so just our immediate family, James had put in a request because what he misses most about being in the quarantine is he's not able to go to a diner. So a couple of weeks ago, he broke, you know, he's just so sad. He misses a diner. He just wants a diner hamburger. So for his birthday, he requested a diner themed kind of dinner. So of course, that's all I needed. And I ran with it. So I made menus last night. So we're gonna make like the outside, like a little retro. Like,
are you doing omelets? Like what diner?
We're only doing burgers. So we're gonna keep all different kinds of toppings on your burger. Jay is gonna make milkshakes.
Egg cream?
Yeah, we could do that too. We have tons of course, it went excessive. It's like five people and like we have enough food to like feed the neighborhood. So
your brother knows.
Yes, he knows. He doesn't know the full details, but okay. I was really impressed with my menu. I'll send you guys pictures.
I'd love that's great, Christina.
But so I was doing it like 2 a.m. last night when I couldn't sleep, was making like, you know, diner menus.
Of course you were. Of course.
So that's a little, you know, it's little tiny things you can do to bring some joy because like Beck said, there are, you know, of course there's moments and I'm always, last week was a rough one for me because it felt like everything was making me very emotional and sad. It's like, and then you feel like, as Beck said, you feel guilty because people are really dealing with horrible things. So then you're like, how could I even think that, you know? So these are all like the crazy thoughts in your head just like want to explode at like the end of the day.
You do diner home fries.
Yeah. Well, we have onion rings and we have French fries. We also have tater tots. We probably can do also. So we're just gonna.
Do you have a gum chew and wisecrack in waitress too?
That's my dad. Okay.
we'll find out about who's going to be waiting on you guys from Christina's diner.
Absolutely.
We have just going to take a quick break and we'll be back with, I think, is this our final segment?
Our final segment.
Unbelievable. Went so fast. We'll be right back.